You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry. All of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. Go out to our website www.whenchristianspeak.com and click on our donation page.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth and relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
And so we're going to dive into the message, and let's open our hearts to receive the wisdom found in this word. The wisdom that's found in this word. So, Father, we come before you with an open heart and minds eager to learn and grow in our understanding of your divine timing. Not our timing, your timing. And we just want to say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, so one of the things, and I'm just giving you quick numbers, because I don't do reviews to view, because I remember I used to do reviews, but then I realized something. You should have been here. Oh, did I say that? Is that what Ergo said? Did I say that? So God is a God of order. We talked about that. God gives us today. What day?
Today.
God created a timing for everything, a time for everything. You don't plant watermelon in wintertime. God has our timetable, but reveals parts. He never tells us everything. He gives us a piece and a part. Cause what would we do? What would we do if he gave us everything at once? Oh, freeze. Why you say freeze? Might come your way. She ain't know it, but it is. Why would we freeze, Nicole?
If you have a personality like me. You can get overwhelmed easily, especially if he show you the whole picture, because you feel like you got to make this whole picture happen right now.
Okay, awesome. Yes, sir, Mike, come your way. Why God shows us pieces and parts?
Well, I think he does that so that we don't get ahead of ourselves, because if we have it all, then maybe we don't think we have to do anything else.
Okay, all right. Anybody else? All right, so let's go with God will bless our efforts. How many of us want our efforts blessed? Because have we experienced doing things without his blessing? It's tough, isn't it? Man, I'm telling you, you just figuring out, what in the world are you going to do? Lord Jesus, help me. So in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 through 10, in the message said, so let's not allow ourselves to get fatigued doing good at the right time. We will harvest a good crop if we don't give up or quit. How many of us are fussed at something we're working on? Everybody, I raise the hand. And why are we fussing at it? What we saying? What we saying to it when we're fussing at it? Come on now. What else we say? I'm going to check, see where y'all going to be honest. Anybody be cussing at y'all stuff? Raise your hand if you're cussing at your stuff. See, we got some honest Christians in here. And you see how the other Christians that didn't raise their hand looking at you. and y'all know the way they looking at you, they saying, I can't believe you raised your hand. That's what they saying. They're not surprised by it, but they're looking at you and say, man, I wouldn't have done that. But at the right time, we will harvest. But see, the thing about faith is we don't know when to harvest. We're going to work on something. We're going to do what we're supposed to do. But we just don't know when it's going to harvest. But y'all check this one. I love this. I read this to Curly on the way here. And it says, right now, therefore, every time we get the chance, let us work for the benefit of all. Here's the key word right here, guys. Y'all read this last scripture with me. Starting with the people closest to us in the community of faith. What does that mean, guys? We're supposed to start with the church. And when I say the church, I'm talking about the body of believers. We're supposed to be sure to help them first. I mean, that's what it's saying, right? People closest to us in the community of faith. When you see your sister or brother, and you can tell they got sadness on them. You can tell that they hurt. You can tell that they need love. They need encouragement. You're supposed to talk to them. What if you are just a little late about that breakfast appointment that you got? Do you have time enough to say something to somebody else? Encourage them. Tell them that it's going to be okay. And listen. See, sometimes all people want is somebody to listen to them. Anybody ever felt like that? But somebody talk over them. You need to know the Lord Jesus. How come you're not using your faith? you ready to say something? Go ahead. Give her the mic. She started moving in the chair. Come on there. What you got
to
say?
No, when people respond to you like that, you're like, duh. Okay. I didn't come to you for that.
Okay, there it is. I just want to make sure we get an understanding of that. The people closest to us in the community of faith. Check on them every now and then. Instead of you telling them how you doing, won't you ask them how they doing? Uh-oh. People ask me, Pastor, you never say anything about you. I say, because people don't listen. They want me to listen to them. that ought to be pretty, you know, why is he always quiet around people? Because I know you want to talk about you. Let me move on, sis, because God will bless our efforts. Okay, can I move on? Is it okay for me to move on? She says, it's okay for me to move on. In Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4, in the New King James Version, it says, he who has a slack hand becomes poor, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. Where the frustration comes is those who know that we got a hand that works on things, we still want it to come to pass faster than God is willing to allow it to. So we think it's not working. Well, why should I continue to do this? I mean, I've been doing this for a while. And I don't see no difference. Well, how long did it take us to get in credit in money problem? Did it take a day or two? How long did it take? 6 months ago. 6 months ago, somebody said, still working on it. You're not the only one. Some people over here think the same way, feel the same way. Still working on it. But we want the miraculous when we didn't do what God told us to do. I'm just talking about, but his word says that if you got a slack hand, it's going to lead to poverty. Now, what's a slack hand? Let's talk about what the hand is. What's a slack hand? Y'all get, just raise your hand. We'll talk about it. What's a slack hand? When you're supposed to show up for work at 9, what time you show up? 9:01. Oh, 9:01? 9:30? Oh, yes, ma'am.
Slack hand, you don't want to work.
Don't want to work?
Okay. And yeah, instead of 9:01, you show up at 11.
Okay, I show up at 11. See? Okay. Ooh, y'all was surprised by that. And what about lunchtime? You got an hour for lunch? Wait, how much you take? An hour and a half. Because just because nobody said anything about it, you think you're getting away with it. But see, what I want to talk about is what God does. He's consistent with his word. If that's slack, something going to happen behind that. Do you understand what I'm saying? Somebody see it, but they didn't have them saying anything yet. Some people, God will give us grace until grace runs out. See, the thing about grace is you don't know when it runs out. You know when it happens. I should have. I wish I. Finish the sentence. I wish I what? Wouldn't have done that. If I had only known. You knew when you did it. All right, go ahead. Somebody got it. Go ahead.
Yeah, about being slack, I think sometimes, and I'm guilty of this, you pace yourself so that you don't go as quickly as you should.
Okay, gotcha, yeah. Gotcha. And you see those in the store lines, right? When you know, you got a line, and this line got one person in it, and this person got 15 people, and then all of a sudden, you know, you see that person with one person slowing up, trying to take the whole time just so that one person will get, because I don't want to get to all these people over here. Somebody had a hand up. Yes, ma'am, Nicole.
One of the definitions of slack said being treacherous. Okay. So you are trying and being fraudulent. Okay. So maybe you clock in at 9:01, but uh-huh. You're not doing the work till 11 o'clock.
There it is. No, she didn't. Okay. All right. But that's still being seen. Let me keep going. Let's talk about Paul. I'm not talking about this Paul. I'm talking about Paul in the Bible. So let's see how God blessed his efforts. Committed to spreading the gospel. Committed. What does that mean? I'm going to do it one day and won't do it for 6 more weeks. Or committed means I'm consistent. If something changed your life, are you telling people about it? So when Jesus, God changed your life, are you telling people about it? Do you invite them to church? Hey, amen. I heard 2 people. But he's committed. So God can bless what you committed to. If you're not committed to it, I'm going to move over on this side. Now, results in the blessings of God's guidance. So what Paul did, he asked God for help. What do you want me to do? Who do you want me to talk to? What do you want me to read? How do you want me to pray? Do you want me to rest now? But if God told us to rest and we're not ready to, what are we going to do? What excuse we come up with? Huh? Say what? I'm not finished yet. Okay. But he's telling us rest because what do you know about us? We need rest. How many of us get ugly when we everybody in here ought to raise their hand. You get snappy. But he already told us the rest. All right, let's see what else happened with Paul where God is blessing his effort. Spiritual growth. See, you can read the word, but are you open to receive the word? Because we got a mindset. Our mindset says, well, I'm reading such and such. I'm reading Proverbs chapter what's the day? 12. I'm going to read the 12th, but God is telling us, I want you to read over here for a moment. Do we argue with God because he's not following our plan? Okay, y'all spiritual. He's instrumental in the Christian church expansion. So we're part of the Christian church. So see, when we talk about legacy, we got to think about how far back this goes. So we are experiencing what Paul had already started to plan when he got involved in Christianity. So he's in glory now, but the fact that God blessed his efforts, see, our efforts will continue past us. Because we're in glory, we only see those things that are spiritual. You can't see whether somebody got a raise. If you're in glory, you're not thinking about somebody getting a raise. You're thinking about what is their spiritual life like. You get excited when you see a person get saved, get born again. See, you can see those things of glory. But that money stuff? Number 6, God promotes us. How many of us believe for a promotion? Well, what if I say, God, you gave me compassion, but I don't want that. I want something else. He just promoted me. He just promoted the people that stood up. But what is it going to look like? Do we have to know it all? Can we take a step at a time? But how many of us want to yard jump it? But what did we miss when we yard jumped it? What did we miss? We missed a couple steps. Was it important what was in each step? Somebody say possibly? Is that what? All right, so God promotes us. But now I wanted to look at what hinders those promotions. Because everybody want to know that, right? You want to know how come you didn't get that raise? How come you didn't get that extra bonus? Well, let's find out. Lack of faith. Don't trust in God's plan and time. So what are we going to do if we don't trust in his plan? We're going to do ours. The thing about ours, we didn't even ask him about it. Because, see, we tried to sneak and do it. The God of the universe, you can see everything about us. Latrice, you know what I'm talking about? Latrice back there grinning, laughing. Lack of faith. Don't trust in God's timing or his plan. God, this is what I want to do. Now, if you can figure it out, you just let me know, but I'm going to go with this plan. God say, wait. And what we say? Well, wait a minute now. I done waited long enough. So would that create a hindrance to God's plan? Disobedience. Unresolved sin or disobedience to God's command. He's telling us what to do. Well, what happened if that promotion has to do with the fact we got to apologize to somebody? Was that a grunt? What happened is he's telling us to forgive somebody. And it might not be a person on the job, but a person in our life. We didn't know. We didn't like what they said. We didn't like what they did. So God is telling us we need to forgive that person. He might not include the fact that your promotion is tied to that forgiveness. Should he have to? Or is it that what he's telling us to do anyway? We're supposed to live a forgiving life. And then set boundaries. Say, set boundaries. So he's not telling us we got to go get it again. Stop trying to think that you can fix everybody. Turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor. Neighbor, stop thinking you can fix everybody. Because I'm mad a little bit. Because is it for their good or yours? Can I mad a little bit? Nicole, can I mad a little bit? Is it there for their good or yours? Do you just got to change them because you want them to be like you? Or you want to change them because it's for what's best for them? Okay. I'm telling you. How you feel when somebody trying to change you? Is there a resistance? Is there another side to you? How many of y'all got another side when somebody trying to change you? I want two over on this side, two on this side. Tell me what that side is like. Yeah. You free to talk. I got a mic coming over here, somebody over here. Don't let me have to loose the anointing over here now. But let me go over here. Okay,
who planted like a tree of like a tree beside some water. Uh-huh. I'm not moving.
You're not. Ooh, there it is. Okay. All right. You heard it. What about this side? All right, Will. Will not the only one on this side.
Everybody's heard of the look.
It's the look.
I have the intense look.
Okay.
And when I have that look, people want to like.
Okay.
The other way.
Okay.
They want to go the other way.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. All right. Anybody else on this side? Okay. Y'all not ready? Oh, give her the mic. Oh, no. You raise your. Oh. Go ahead. What do you like when you like that?
Some words.
Okay, okay.
Some things might get projectile.
Okay, okay.
Like thrown.
Okay, all right. But you make sure you throw their phone because you don't want to break yours, right?
No, we're not throwing phones. That's too expensive.
Okay,
we're just throwing stuff so
you
can kind of know.
Okay, all right.
You know.
She said, I'm selective of what I throw.
Yeah, I'm not breaking my stuff or yours.
Okay,
You know.
Okay, all right.
But you can get the point.
Okay. Anybody on this side? I got one in the back. What is it? How do you respond when you don't like what somebody's trying to get you to change? What do you do with that?
I do the opposite of what they want me to do.
Oh, come on now. Come on. Give me an example. I mean, you know, you can just go way back. You don't have to go present time.
Let's say when I was in school, the teacher say, stop talking, Tamika.
Okay. What are you going to do, Tamika?
Keep talking.
There it is right there. But Tamika, you would go louder, though, wouldn't you?
I would probably draw a little bit of attention.
Okay. All right. Let's see. We're talking about what hinders promotion. So you didn't get a star that day.
Yeah.
Yo, you didn't get the star? What are the little sticky things they put on you? Was it a star back then? Okay. So you didn't get promoted in that area. Let's see what else happened. Impatient. Seeking shortcuts to take, matters into our own hands. You ever tried to build something, didn't read the instructions? Every man in here ought to raise their hand. What is it about instructions we don't like? Because somebody telling us what to do? Is that what it is? Then you got to tear it all down. And Michelle in here? I remember when were we married then? When I had to put Michelle's desk together. Yeah, it was a Christmas time. Yeah, my wife and I, we were married, and I went down to Cortland. And I like, you know, Christmas at Cortland because they're cooking all the time, and you get to eat all the time. And you know, they leave you alone. See, I would have, you know, when CDs was out, I would take a big stack of movies when I was going down there for Christmas. Because what happened, Corey, is they stayed in the kitchen talking. So I got to look at all my movies, my stack of movies. Okay? And Michelle had a gift. It was a desk. And the desk was nice. Nice desk, you know. I'm impressing the family. I didn't read the instructions. I mean, parts supposed to be like this, were like this. So finally, after about 3 hours, I almost took an hour if I had read the instructions. So what ended up happening was I had to admit that some pieces were missing. Anybody ever lied about something that did? Anybody ever lie? See, I only got one person in the house that's willing to admit. I got two. I got three, four. And so I lied to Miss Claudia, and I said, Miss Claudia, they missing some parts in this thing. So she said, okay. She did say, okay. Yeah, see, I was lying. So I didn't get promoted in that area. And so we took it back to Walmart. And the thing couldn't even fit back in the box, because Ed, I couldn't get it back in. I'm just telling you. So she got another desk. Can I share a secret? They didn't get me to put it together. They tell me that Claudia knew I was lying. You understand what I'm saying? Cher, you remember that, don't you? Yeah, yeah. So for Christmas Day, Cher didn't get a desk. Seek shortcuts and take matters into our own hands. We don't want to read this, though. Now, let me ask you, do ladies, do y'all read instructions? Y'all do? All the time? Huh? Y'all glance at it? Okay. I got one here. Yes, ma'am.
If it's something I have to build, like a desk, you know, you got to put parts and pieces together and it's got screws.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay.
I definitely got to read the instructions. Okay. But if it's like something electronic, you just take it out the box and, you know, you might have to charge it and just go for it.
Okay. Now, is it just me or she had to make sure she threw something in about the desk, about reading the instructions for the desk? Did she try to throw some, shade? Did she try to throw some shade on me? I'm going to ask this side. Did she throw some shade? Raise your hand, you think she threw some shade. Okay, and you know she threw some shade. You can raise your hand. Okay. No, I don't want to hear nothing else from you. Okay, I'm going to move on. Okay, so see, I'm going to be impatient, seeking a shortcut. That's what I'm going to do. All right, now let's see what else hinders our God promotion. Pride, self-reliant, and lack of dependency on God. I don't need God. People be thinking that. I don't need God. What do I need him for? He up there, I'm right here. No, I thought he was in here. But pride, what does your Bible say? Pride before a fall. And if you read another translation, it says before destruction. See, destruction means you're not getting up easy from this one, if at all. But pride, you know, it's like, I've been known by this. You can count on me. I'm the one. But where God at in it? You ever ask him what he wants? Humility is essential for God's blessings and promotions.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com. Or call at 866-333-9505.